us preach the word, but we don't get the converts in and disciple them and teach them, then what is the church here for? You have read a moment ago Romans chapter 10. Tonight, I'd like you to open your Bibles to the book of Psalms. Psalms 126. Kung makinig kayong mabuti, sapagkat ito ang dalawang mensaheng marinig nyo sa pastor nyo sa taong ito. Kapagkat pinangako ko sa aking sarili, hindi muna ako ang pipreach. Pagod na ako eh. Alright? Let's all stand at basahin natin yung Psalm 126 verses 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Heavenly Father, please teach us tonight. Help us, O God, to overcome our laziness, overcome, dear God, our wickedness, and really focus our lives on the Lord Jesus Christ who saved us and be obedient to His commands. May He now speak to our hearts this evening. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like us to give this small booklet that I wrote. I don't know if we have enough of them here. I don't think we have. So we do not want the high schoolers to get any copy. We'd like the adults to get a copy of this to the college. And maybe what we can do is don't give each one a copy, but each one, the other one having a copy, so they'll just be able to look into it and see it themselves. Men, we need more men to stand up and give this out. This booklet is called The Mitosis Method of Soul Winning. In my message, I said that mitosis method of soul winning, or the mitosis concept, or the mitosis program, is an effective biblical method in sharing the good news. Because in the mitosis method, we are not only to win souls to Christ, we would like to win those won to Christ to our churches. Help them to be a part of God's church. Help them to grow in the knowledge of God. Help them to grow in the grace of God. Do we have it upstairs? Do we have some there? And this is what we shall be talking about tonight. Our text says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Someone said, quoting the verse in the book of Acts, but making it a quotation of a believer, because The unbelievers look at the apostles. The Pharisees and the Sadducees looked and observed the early Christians at the time. And they begin to persecute those Christians. And they begin to mock those believers. And they said, these are the people that turned the whole city upside down. The meaning of that word is that they are confusing the people. They are troubling the people. They are dividing the people. These are the people that turned the whole city upside down. Now, if we would like, as a believer, say that, we want to say it like this. Let's turn the world or our city right side up for Jesus. Turning the world, turning our city, turning our country right side up for Jesus, one person at a time. One person at a time. I'd like to start with the conversion experience of Dwight Lyman Moody. Taken from a quotation mentioned as just ready for the light. D.L. Moody said, I was born in the flesh in 1837. I was born in the spirit in 1856. It means he got saved in 1856. What is born of the flesh may die. That which is born of the Spirit will live forever. At about 17 years of age, Moody attended the Sunday school class of Dr. Edward Kimball, who studied and got acquainted with his boys by visiting them during the week. And Sunday school teachers, you can learn from Kimball tonight by visiting their students during the week. Now, it's not that Kimball has nothing to do. It's not that Kimball has no work, but only that he made the work of God, especially his Sunday school class, a priority. That's the difference. Making serving God a priority. Kimball won Moody to Christ at the back part of the shoe store owned by Moody's uncle. When Moody was wrapping up shoes in paper and putting them on shelves, Kimball said, I simply told him of Christ's love for him and the love Christ wanted in return. That was all there is to it. I think Mr. Moody said afterwards that there were tears in my eyes. It seemed that the young man was just ready for the light that then broke upon him. For there at once in the back of that shoe store in Boston, the future great evangelist gave himself and his life to Jesus Christ. Moody recalled, my Sunday school teacher came round behind the counter of the shop I was at work in and put his hand upon my shoulder and talked to me about Christ and my soul. I had not felt I had a soul till then. I said to myself, this is a very strange thing. Here is a man who never saw me till lately, and he is weeping over my sins, and I never shed a tear about them. I did not even shed tears for my sin. But this stranger came to me and wept over my sins. But I understand it now. and know what it is to have a passion for men's souls and weep over sins. Take note of that statement. What it is to have a passion for men's souls and weep over their sins. I don't remember what he said, but I can feel the power of that man's hand in my shoulder. Dr. Kimball never became a preacher. He was a faithful Sunday school teacher. But out of that experience, he was able to lead a young man that later became one of the greatest evangelists during his time. I saw a picture lately of my Sunday school class when I was handling grade 1 boys. I was in high school then. I look at those young boys, and I still knew them one by one. I still know what happened to many of them. But I look at those young boys, and I could see 3 of them becoming pastors today. My Sunday school class and my students today are pastors of big churches in this country. Like the Sunday school teacher called Edward Kimball. The mitosis method. What is that? I was a young pastor of this church, and I've been thinking of a soul winning program to launch. And I asked my wife about it because she is a chemist. And I remember asking Kini Matondo about it too, because they were taking up chemistry. And I asked them, what is the word in chemistry that speaks of producing cells? And they gave me the word mitosis. And I began to study it. And I said, this is exactly what soul winning is all about. And to speak of the meaning of this in science, it is the series of changes in cell division by which the nucleus is modified into double sets of chromosomes that splits into 2 fully mature daughter cells. That's exactly what mitosis means. It produces cells. As you go along, more cells are being produced. I'd like to use this as the word in soul winning. And I'd like to speak about that tonight. Here is a general principle of life. And what is that absolute principle? The law of sowing and reaping. That even the responsibility of propagating the gospel, the law of sowing and reaping applies. It follows also that like begets like. And following that principle, therefore, Christians ought to produce Christians. If you are a Christian and you are not producing another Christian, there's something wrong with your Christian life. Something mighty wrong with your Christian life. Something wrong with your testimony. Because you are not producing another believer. When Christ gave the commission to the church, He opened it with the word go. And the word go means action. The word go means work. When the Lord says, go ye into all the world to preach the gospel. It does not tell the Christians to sit down and be lazy. It does not command the Christian to do nothing. When the Lord says to the church, go ye into all the world, it does not say to the Christian, pray for 24 hours. No. It means work. It means service. It means action. To be able to describe, illustrate the mitosis split process. We're going to start with a soul winner's partner. We start with two Christians walking together. That's very biblical. When the Lord commanded the 80 to go out, the 70 disciples to go out, and the 12 to go out, and knock on every Israelite door, He told them to go out two by two. Two by two. And they went out two by two. And they were told to produce. You see? So these two people pray, these two people learn, these two people know how to win souls, they get out, and they win a soul to Christ. That's plus one. And what do you do with that? You do not leave the one you want to Christ alone. You don't say, you're saved now, bye-bye, see you in heaven. You don't do that. You tell him, let me invite you to our church. You talk to him. You sit down with him. You teach him the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every week, those that I have won to Christ, I disciple. I talk to. I text. I called up and I find out where you are. Why? Because it is not only my responsibility to tell them about Christ, but it becomes my responsibility to take care of them. That is my response. If I don't do that, then I am remiss of my responsibility. I am not doing right. Then you go out and win another soul. Before you know it, you have another one won to Christ. Now you're four. And the attitude and the method of soul winning is that when you are four people in your group, you split. I mean, these two regional partners is split into two groups and getting those new converts. The two veterans getting those new converts. And they put themselves into another group. Now just imagine one original group becoming two groups. And they go out and do the same thing. Win souls. Teach them. Disciple them. Split. And what do you call them? You call it mitosis. And you go out. And you win them. Disciple them and teach them. You split mitosis. And you know what happened? Before you know it, a lot of groups have been formed. A lot of souls have been won. And those that have been won are being taught in the Word. Now we might not be able to get all of them faithful, but I guarantee you, out of 10 that were healed, one will come back to give God thanks. And I will spend my time with that one who would come back to give God the thanks. Now that's mitosis. Mitosis in the Scriptures. In our text, it says, he that goeth forth That's the command. We are being commanded to go forth, to go out, to go and preach, to go and teach. He that goeth forth, that is the command. And weepeth, that is the motivation. Love and compassion are the keys to a successful soul-winning ministry. Just like what the Bible says about Christ. When He saw the multitude, He was moved with compassion on them. You see? And obedience to Christ's command opens the windows of heaven for bountiful blessings. Do you know why? I have taught you so many times that fruit bearing and getting that fruit to remain provides answers to our prayers. They become one of the reasons why God will answer our prayers. See? Again, in our text it says, bearing precious seeds. He that goeth forth and weepeth. Bearing precious seeds. This means the handling of God's precious word. Because the seed is the word of God. And the Word of God is the key to the Holy Spirit's conviction. The Holy Spirit can only convict when the Word of God is preached and taught and declared. You see? The Word of God and the Holy Spirit are inseparable in the work of salvation. That's why in John chapter 3 verse number 5 it says, that we ought to be born again by water and of the Spirit. And the word water there have been interpreted by many scholars to mean a lot of things. They say it means baptism. No. They say it means a physical birth. It might be. But I would like to think that the water in John chapter 3 speaks of the Word of God. The water or the Word of God and the Holy Spirit are inseparable in the work of salvation. That's why you cannot win a soul to Christ without the Word of God. You see, you've got to memorize God's Word. You've got to put the words into your own hearts. Now, again, in our text it says, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And this is what the Lord promised to us. It's a sure promise. The sowing may be hard, and it may even produce tears, but surely the reaping brings forth joy and rejoicing. I don't know of any farmer, when he would plant rice in the rice fields, would just enjoy planting. I mean, he would experience the pain of doing it. That's why we have a song, you know, about planting rice is never fun. You see? Sabi nila, di ba? Sabi ng awitin, magtanim ay di biro, maghapon na kayo ko, di man lang makatayo, di man lang makaupo. It's not fun. It's a back-breaking experience. Planting rice is. You see? You've got to be barefoot to plant rice. Alright? But you know what? When that farmer goes home after a back-breaking planting and he sleeps, he dreams about the harvest. The next day, he looks at the farm. And you know what he sees? He does not see the farm without any rice paddies on it. He sees the farm 4 months later in which he is going to get the harvest. He rejoices over it. And you know what? Kapag nagtanim po yung farmer, he does not leave the farm like that. He does not go home after planting the seed. He does not go home and forget everything. Sleeps and say, well, let the Lord take care of it. I have planted it. Let God take care of it. Do you know what he does? That farmer goes out every morning. He takes the weeds out. He would arrange the farm. He would go and visit the farm. He would try to look if there's enough water in that farm. He would try to see if there are some insect that would destroy the farm. He would take care of that farm. And you know, after 4 months, he would see that farm ready for harvest. And he's going to call all of the farmers together. And they would say, harvest with me. Have a bountiful harvest. And you know what? That is soul winning. So it says, he that goeth forth with weepeth, bearing precious seeds, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. When I wrote this program, I gave two mitosis methods for evangelism. And many of you know that. First of all, we talk about the Roman road. And all of you have known the Roman road. You have been taught the Roman road. And it says right there, it's in the book right here, what the Roman road is. I do not need anymore to mention it one by one. The second method is the four basic truths. And you know, it's just like using those two methods, whether it's easier for you to use the Roman road or the four basic truths, it's up to you. The Romans road only tells us that you use the book of Romans to speak to someone about the Lord. Almost all the verses come from the book of Romans. That's why it's called the Romans road. You see? But the four basic truths only refer to the four basic truths taught in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. Where it says, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. You see? And what is that? What is the first basic truth? That death is an appointment. That is very easy to memorize, isn't it? And to remember. It is the common denominator between the rich and the poor. It is the result of Adam's sin and the result of my sin. That's the first basic truth. It means this, folks, that whatever you are, whoever you are, death will come to you. And number two, basic truth is what? That after death, the judgment. The judgment. You see, after you die, you will face judgment. Particularly, the great white throne judgment. The Bible says that you have been condemned already. And the judgment of God will be fair and impartial. That even the secrets of men shall be judged. Shall be revealed. It means this. The judgment here includes our eternal death. We will not only die once, we will die twice if you're only born once. If you're born twice, you'll die once. If you're born only once, you'll die twice. You see? That's what the Bible says. Ye must be born again. You might experience physical death, but if you're born again, you will not experience eternal death. And that eternal death means hell. It means the lake of fire. It means eternal punishment. It means eternal destruction. And the Bible says, if you come to know Christ as your Savior, you will not experience eternal destruction anymore. You see how important soul winning is. How vital soul winning is. Do you know why? Because when you win a soul to Christ and you won him to Christ, you literally snatch him out of hell. You snatch him out of the burning. He will not experience the burning hell anymore. Are you getting what I'm telling to you? Yes. Then win soul. I do not care how deep knowledge you have in the Word of God. Win soul. I don't care how many years you've been a member of this church. Win souls. That's your job. If you don't want to win souls, get out of God's church. Get out. You're not supposed to be here. Go back to the Catholic Church where you belong. No, that's the dilemma of many preachers. They would preach Sunday after Sunday. And many people sit down to hear him. But how many of those people go home to make that commitment to serve God? Ang bilis-bilis niyo magkasala, ang bagal niyo maglikod sa Panginoon. The third basic truth is this. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. It means this. What's the first basic truth? Death is an appointment. For the second one, after death, the judgment. For the third one, Christ died for us. The greatest provision is the sacrifice of God's dear Son. He was offered because of our sins. And every time I would speak of the four basic truths, oftentimes I would tell them, Jesus Christ was offered because of my sin. Do you include yourself also? I do not all of a sudden tell him, Jesus Christ offered himself because of your sin. I first say, because of my sin. Do you include yourself also? He died because he loved us, cared for us, and he wants to save our souls and give us everlasting life. And the fourth basic truth is that Jesus will come again. Shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation? But you know what? Christ is coming only for his own. He's not coming again for everybody. He is only coming again for those that trusted him, for those who put their faith upon him. Here's the method in which you could be able to use these four basic truths. How to use them. How to gain access to people. How to be able to deal with them. Then, the next point is how to deal in the altar. And this is where all of us make a mistake. And the point of emphasis in dealing with people on the altar is this. A sinner must know he is lost. Now, it's understood that when a man comes forward, that God has already convicted him of his own sins. You do not give him a litany of Bible verses from the book of Genesis on down to Revelation. But first of all, you've got to realize this. A sinner must know he is lost. That's why I say, get him lost first before you can get him saved. Make the person realize that he is a desperate sinner. Make him realize he is hopelessly lost. And if you are a visitor tonight, and you seem not to know what we're talking about, is this. We are talking about reaching out to every sinner that he might come to know the Savior as his Lord and Savior. So get him lost. Then secondly, the Lord Jesus and his atonement is the sinner's only hope. What the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross, his atonement, his sacrifice, is the sinner's only hope. And number three, that the only condition to salvation are repentance and faith. Repentance and faith. The Lord Jesus Christ said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And then putting your faith upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Here is again the method on how to use it. If you are a soul winner, or if you are dealing with a soul in the altar, ask him to pray the prayer of repentance and acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Guide him. Guide him to pray. Summarize and review. Provide assurance of salvation. And explain obedience of a child of God to baptism. And I would like each one to be trained with that. So that when we ask people to come forward to be saved, we have enough counselors that I do not have even need to mention in the pulpit that would come immediately and spontaneously and lead him to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, why be involved in evangelism? Why be involved in soul winning? Why be involved in the mitosis method of soul winning? Number one, because we are commanded to do so. We are commanded to evangelize. This church is given a mandate to evangelize. Number two, because that is the only gospel of salvation. There is no other gospel of salvation but the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only that, number three, because of the supreme sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. How important is Christ's death to you? I do not even need to ask the question to you anymore. Diba? Hindi ko na kinakailangan tanong pa sa inyo kung gaano kahalaga ang kamatayan ng Panginoon sa inyo. Sapagkat kung tunay na mahalaga ang kamatayan ng Panginoon sa iyo, mabubuhay ka para sa Kanya. Mag-iisip ka maigi kung ikaw mabubuhay sa mundo. Mag-iisip ka maigi kung magiging worldly ka. Am I right? Kung talagang mahalaga sa iyo ang sakripisyo ng Panginoon sa buhay mo. Why am I winning souls? Because one day Jesus died for me. Not only that, number four, because of the reality of hell. There is hell, my friend. And we ought to remind each and everyone that there is hell. Baka nakalimutan nyo may impyerno. At kayo niligtas ng Panginoon mula sa impyerno. Pero ba nakakakita ka ng mga taong niligtas ng Panginoon sa impyerno na ang kanilang buhay sa mundo, impyernong buhay? Ha? Hindi ako naniniwala na kung ikaw ay niligtas ng Panginoon sa impyerno, na magiging buhay mo sa dilig nito ay impyernong buhay. Siguro kung ang buhay mo ay impyerno rito, hindi ka ba naligtas? Because of the reality of hell, the Lord both employed personal evangelism and mass evangelism. But he started with personal evangelism. He called his disciples personally, one-on-one. Won them to himself. Called them to preach the word. That personal evangelism involves discipleship. As we can see how the apostles were chosen. The Lord did not leave them alone. When the Lord called them, He kept them. Nais ba natin na kapag tayo tinawag ng Panginoon sa kaligtasan, ang sabihin ng Panginoon sa atin, okay, save ka na. Pero para mapatuloy kang save, bahala ka na sa buhay mo. Iiwan na kita. Apay, nakakatakot na buhay, mga kapatid. When the Lord saved me, He kept me. And He is still keeping me now. But why is it? When you win souls to Christ, you lose them. Ang galing-galing natin mag-win souls. Ang galing natin magipag-usap sa altar. Pero pagkatapos mong kausapin yan, pinabalik mo na sa upuan niya, nakalimutan mo na yan. Wala ka nang pakialam dyan. That's wrong. And you are sinning against the Lord if you win a soul to Christ and then you say, bye-bye, see you in heaven someday. These people that have been won and discipled personally by Christ became the very workers for mass evangelism. Like in the feeding of the 5,000. Those thousands of people that the Lord preached to concerning the kingdom is not the body of Christ. But they are the object of God's love and Christ's sacrifice. If there's anything that is the most important in the work of the church, is the work of winning the lost at any cost. I remember teaching that song many years ago to my choir. Winning the lost at any cost. But it's not just winning them at any cost. It is keeping them for the Lord's sake. It is bringing them to the church that we might nurture them and admonish them. Ano ang palagay niyo sa isang ina na matapos niya ipanganak ang isang baby, ay iiwan niya sa ospital, sabihin niya, bahala ka na, pinanganak na kita, diyan ka na. Maglakad ka mag-isa mo, mabuhay ka mag-isa mo. Ano ang tawag mo sa inang ganyan? Anong tawag mo sa isang soul winner na nakikipag-usap sa kaluluwa at sabihin sa kanya paano maligtas at pagkatapos niya sabihin niya, diyan ka na. Bahala ka sa buhay mo. You can go to any church you want to attend. That is not what soul winning is all about. That is one reason why the church, God's churches never grow. It's not only because majority of the members of the church don't win souls. But those small percentage of soul winners are not following up those that have won to Christ. It's even so sad to realize that not even 10% of the most faithful people in the church win souls. What do you think of more than 400 members, only 10 have the heart to bring visitors in the church? And then we say we're Christians. Oh, I'm busy. But if you want the Lord to answer your prayers, you don't want Him to be busy. When you're asking God to bless you, you don't want Him to be busy. And there are times when the Lord does not answer your prayers as quick as you want Him to answer your prayers. You begin to wonder why. Why it seems that God is quiet? Why? I've been praying about this. Why? Come on! Look at yourself. Are you faithful serving God? Are you faithfully bringing people to the Lord? So stand. Sing the song, "Give me a passion for souls, dear Lord, a passion to save the lost." And I'd like to request from you, if you don't mean to win souls, don't sing that song. You'll be a hypocrite. Kung hindi ka magkukumit na maging soul winner, huwag mong awitin niya. Sapagkat, alam ng Panginoon yung puso mo kaysa yung salita mo. Tama ba ako? Ngayon, if you're committing to win souls, you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna come to the altar while we're singing and you're gonna say, "Lord, I am committing myself to win a soul to Jesus Christ." Ganun kasimple yun. So while we sing this song, I open the invitation to those who will say, "I am committing myself to win souls." If not, just stand there and be quiet. Alright? Sing the first verse and you can come to the altar.
Give me a passion.